right, so let us move on to item four, which is going to be to recognize Jerry Davis on the occasion of her retirement for 32 years of service. I don't know if Jerry is going to be joining us this morning, Gail, but anyway, this is a really special one for me. I've known Jerry for, I don't even want to say how many years, because it's going to be too depressing for me to think about it. But our kids played soccer together at the very start of when my daughter started playing. I think she was 9, and I think Jerry's daughter was probably a year older, 10-ish. In any event, so met many, many years ago. And at the time, I remember at soccer games and talking, she would say she worked for a retirement association. And I thought she was kind of young to be working around a bunch of old folks, but I didn't think much of it at the time. And later after the season, which was a very successful season and all that, in my work for the fire district, the Rodeo Hercules Fire District, I was the general counsel at the time. We had an applicant who was coming in. He was the number one candidate for the chief's position, but he had some issue with his reciprocity. He was an LA city fire captain, if I'm recalling history correctly. And neither the chief in Rodeo or I could quite understand what his issue was. And I said, you know what? I don't really understand this at all, but I know somebody I could call and maybe he'll point us in the right direction. So I ended up finding her number and called her, and she actually explained it to us. I don't profess to have understood it, but put us in touch with Pat Weigert, who ultimately worked on the issue for us. So it's another small world story where you just never know where you're going to meet people in life and how your paths interact and intersect. So it's really an honor for me to be able to certainly present this certificate and preside over this. Fabulous career. So this is a story for the ages. So Jerry started working in the district attorney's office in 1989, April of 89, for the county, and then joined CICERA in March of 1990. So when she retires, which is imminent, she's going to have almost 32 years. So 31 years, 11 months. And when you add her time with the DA's office, it'll be 32 years and 10 months, which is extraordinary. So I'm happy to present Jerry with this modest token of our appreciation and thank her for all her years of service. That's a pretty extraordinary career. And Gail and I were going back and forth on this. And Gail said she'd think of no one in recent memory who has retired with 30 plus years of working at CICERA. So this is pretty extraordinary. So join me in congratulating Jerry on her well-deserved retirement, right? Wonderful thing. Happy to have anybody else who wants to comment. I don't know if Jerry is on with this because I can't see in my gallery view.
She was not able to attend this morning.
Okay, thank you, Christina. That makes it easy.
I echo your comments. I worked with Jerry at the DA's office, and she's stellar, absolutely stellar. We lost a great asset whenever she moved over to CICERA.
Yeah, she's been a loyal trooper, great employee. All right,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention that I just want to echo some of the same sentiment. Just that. She's just been a tremendous asset to CICERA, and we're really going to miss her. It's always nice to see people be able to retire, though, when they're still able to enjoy their retirement. So that is nice to see, but we're definitely going to miss her. And she's, contributed a lot to CICERA over the years. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, she gets to ride off and see her grandkids and all that good stuff. And it's a well-deserved retirement. So thank you for your comments, Gail. Anybody else? Seeing none, so let's congratulate Jerry on her retirement. So thank you all.